City to the world. Tom Sullivan is on now.
Well, yes, here we are. Welcome to the Big Radio Show. Happy Wednesday to you on this 19th day of September, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan. You can follow me on Twitter, the address at Sullivan Radio. Kurt Templeton sends me a tweet that I think, Kurt, you nailed it. He says, nothing the right does, including FBI investigations, is going to change the left's mind. The left will have another trick next week. The right keeps playing into the hand of the left. Come on, conservatives. Get on the offense or you will lose again a great nominee. Yes, I don't know if people stop and think about, because you get caught up in the whole argument here. But I, if you take a look at the members of the committee, there's only one that I think really is questionable, and that is Jeff Flake, the outgoing senator from Arizona. And he's been, he did put out a plea saying, Christine Blasey Ford, please show up. And if she doesn't show, he has indicated that that is going to be a big sign for him. A big sign for him. But if they, what he's afraid of, and remember, we're talking Jeff Flake here, but what he's afraid of is that somehow the Senate is going to ramrod this woman and she's going to be taken advantage of and be steamrolled and everybody will feel bad. And but he seems like he's kind of coming around. He has said that she does have the option of a closed session and we want her to appear. So he's out and out almost begging the woman, please show up. Because if you don't, I'm going to have to go with voting for Kavanaugh. Here's a tweet from Jeff Flake. He says, when Dr. Ford came forward, I said that her voice should be heard and asked the Judiciary Committee to delay the vote on Judge Kavanaugh. It did so. I now implore Dr. Ford to accept the invitation for Monday. In public or private, the committee should hear her voice. He hasn't said if she doesn't show, he will vote for Kavanaugh. But right now, he's waiting to hear what's going to happen here. Bob Corker is not on the committee, but he's important when it goes to the floor of the Senate. He said, after learning of the allegation, Chairman Grassley took immediate action to ensure both Dr. Ford and Judge Kavanaugh have the opportunity to be heard in public or private. Republicans extended a hand in good faith. If we don't hear from both sides on Monday, let's vote. That was Corker, who was kind of on the fence. But there's no question Jeff Flake is, before he rides off into retirement, is trying to be the Maverick. So we'll see. But so the pressure is on for this woman. If she wants to get her voice out there, she better come forward. Last night on Anderson Cooper's show, Lisa Banks, one of the two lawyers for, which is the other thing behind this. Can you tell me how a psychologist professor that lives in Palo Alto, California, has a law firm in the heart of the political row in Washington, D.C.? Obviously, she was sent to them, but who sent her? How long ago was this all set up? When did she contact these lawyers? I'm looking at this letter that's been sent from Grassley. Deborah Katz, Lisa Banks, Katz, Marshall, and Banks, 1718 Connecticut Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C. So I'll have to look up the law firm and see how many lawyers they have. But that is where all the big-time Washington lawyers are in that neighborhood. 17th and Connecticut? You better believe it. So it's right off of K Street, where all the lobbyists hang out. So she's got some big-time Washington lawyers. Somebody sent me a tweet earlier about why didn't she call the local? Oh, Cece did. Why didn't she call the local sheriff? Because a lot of you are getting mixed up on this whole thing about the FBI doesn't have any jurisdiction. Well, we're not doing a criminal investigation. They're trying to do. They did a background check on Judge Kavanaugh. That file that the senators have was supplied to them by the FBI. Now there's, oh, by the way, there's something new on that background. You want to check it out? That's what they're doing, is basically updating the background investigation that they've already done. So one of the two lawyers, Lisa Banks, said that her client, all of a sudden, this is last night, everybody thought, okay, Monday, great. Grassley has given her the time and date to be there, and it, we'll listen to her and have her come and tell the public what her complaint is, what her allegations are. And all of a sudden, the attorney says, I don't know. She implied that her client will not appear unless there's an investigation.
What we're saying is that there should be an investigation, because that's the right thing to do.
If there's not an investigation, would she appear on Monday?
She is prepared to cooperate with the committee and with any law enforcement investigation. And that has been her position, and it continues to be her position. So she will cooperate with the committee in whatever form that takes, and it remains to be seen. We have to talk with Senator Grassley's office and the other committee members to determine what form that will take.
Well, it'd be helpful if you called them back. They're trying to reach you for the second day. So out of one side of her mouth, she says there has to be an investigation. And then she says, but we're willing to cooperate with Grassley and the committee. Well, whatever they need. She goes on to say an investigation, though, needs to happen if the senators want to take this accusation seriously.
It's premature to talk about a hearing on Monday, and I think people understand that, because she has been dealing with the threats, the harassment, and the safety of her family, and that's what she's been focused on for the last 2 days, and will continue to be focused on that. And so asking her to come forward in 4 or 5 days and sit before the Judiciary Committee on national TV is not a fair process. And if they care about doing the right thing here and treating this seriously, as they have said, then they will do the right thing, and they will properly investigate this, and she will work with them in that investigation and also to share her story with the committee.
She would be BSing us all the way through that answer. For her to be able to sit and before the committee and television and all that within 4 or 5 days, what would 7 or 8 days work better for you? How about 9 or 10? Would a year and a half from now, would she be more ready to appear before a national television show that's before a Senate committee? Come on, Lisa. She'll be as ready as she needs to be. If she's really the victim that she says she is, she doesn't need to prepare. She knows what happened. She knows her story. So then she was asked, if there's no investigation, Anderson Cooper coming back around again, because she kind of implied, maybe she'll show, maybe she won't. So he just comes right out and says, if there's no investigation, will your client show up?
There's no reason that we should have a public hearing on Monday, given what has occurred and when it has occurred. This is being rushed through, and it's too important to be rushed through. It's not a game. This is a serious situation.
It's not being rushed through. A member of Congress had this information back in June. So all of July, August, and here we are 3/4 of the way through September. We're almost 3 months later. It's not being rushed through. I understand what everybody's trying to do here. The Republicans want to get this deal sealed. The Democrats don't want him at all. But the fallacy of that is, I guess they're dreaming that they get rid of Kavanaugh, that they will have some nice moderate Republican show up next time. And I don't think so. I think there's a lot of Brett Kavanaughs out there that are judges that would show up. And, of course, they'll have to go through the same drill, and they'll come up with some other accusations about them. But no matter which side of the aisle you're on, this looks like this lawyer is doing everything she can to stall before having this proceed forward. Let's listen.
The Democrats, Senator Feinstein in particular, respected her request for confidentiality initially. And that was the right thing to do, because victims of sexual assault have the ability to say whether and when those allegations should be made public. So I have no problem with the way Senator Feinstein or the Democrats handled this. She came forward after these allegations were leaked, and her fears, unfortunately, have been realized, because since coming forward, her life has been turned upside down. And rushing forward into a hearing when she's under this much pressure isn't the way to do it.
I don't understand how the pressure will be any less 2 weeks from now than it would be this afternoon. I don't get this rushing into a hearing. They pulled it at the 11th hour, so yeah, you're going to be, the time frame is going to be sped up. Let's get this done. So I don't know. Everybody's talking about how it'd be so hard for her to go forward. Well, maybe she has stage fright. What else we got? Oh, this is good old Eleanor Holmes Norton. She's the representative for D.C. She is saying it's unfair to allow Christine Blasey Ford to testify before an investigation.
I don't see how you could throw her cold into a hearing. It's an almost cruel thing to do with senators, very powerful senators there. No investigation against Kavanaugh, and then have what would amount to a swearing contest between an unknown woman and a candidate for the Supreme Court who has occupied the bench for decades.
I don't understand her logic at all. To throw her cold into a hearing. No, the woman's carried, she says she's carried this around in her head for the last 36 years. It's not cold. She knows exactly what to say. And talk about being cruel. How about Kavanaugh? How does he get his reputation back? 855-295-6600. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Stop yelling at the radio and get on the phone now. You're with Tom Sullivan.
Well, there's a couple others little factoids to add to this. This is from the Daily Caller. Deborah Katz. Oh, by the way, I went to Katz, Marshall, and Banks. There's 19 lawyers. So it's not a great big firm. They have an office in Washington, and they got an office in Philadelphia. So they're Philadelphia lawyers, and they've got a Washington office. They're mostly D.C. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 partners, 4 senior counsel, 5 associate, 6 associate counsels, and 3 staff. So they got 19 lawyers and 3 staff. Not a great big firm. I just don't know who referred this woman from Palo Alto to this firm in Washington, D.C. Anyway, Deborah Katz, one of the partners, contradicted a claim that Dr. Ford made in her initial letter. In her letter, she said there were 4 other people beside herself at the party. She wrote to Feinstein, "The assault occurred in a suburban Maryland area home at a gathering that included me and 4 others." Okay. She also said in her account to the Washington Post, there were 4 boys at the party and 2 in the room where she was allegedly assaulted. On CNN, she told the Allison Camerota, the morning anchor over there, that in addition to the 4 boys, there was also another girl who attended the party. Allison said, she says that there were 4 guys there. These are high school students, as was she. There are 4 guys there. Were there any girls there that day? And Katz replied, yes, there was another girl at the party, yes. So now we're trying to figure out, was there somebody else there? and who was that somebody else? Which brings up, there was a somebody put out an former schoolmate. Let's see. This is Christina King Miranda says she recalls it being discussed at their school, but has no firsthand knowledge of the alleged assault by Brett Kavanaugh. So, see, this is what's going on. Here's this woman, Christina King Miranda. Well, she has since taken down her Facebook post, which NBC News has verified as having been appeared on her account. She said on Twitter that she deleted it because it served its purpose, and I am now dealing with a slew of requests for interviews. Organizing how I want to proceed, was not ready for that. Not sure I am interested in pursuing. Thanks for reading. So now we've got another woman that's saying, oh, yeah, I heard about that. I went to school. She was a classmate. I'm trying to figure out who this woman is, because if I remember right, she says that she knew Kavanaugh and Mark Judge, the man Ford said was present. She graduated from Holton Arms, the elite all-female private school that Ford also attended. Her post described a culture of heavy drinking among the students of the elite male and female private schools in Washington, including her own. So Holton Arms did not return a call seeking verification of her attendance. A 1982 yearbook lists Christina King as a student, member of the Holton Arms Athletic Association and Honor Society. So she was a student at that school in 1983 yearbook. Ford appears in both yearbooks as well. She graduated in 1984. So now the question is this woman legit? That she, oh, I recalled it being discussed, or is she just looking for her 15 minutes of fame? John in West Palm Beach. Hello, John. Welcome. Oh, wait a minute. Something happened. Went to John, and all of a sudden, everything. We got less than a minute to go here, to be fair to the caller. Where'd you go, John? Clicked on your line, and poof, gone. So I don't. No, even David Gergen, well, we don't have time for that. David Gergen, who has worked for both Republicans and Democrats, says it should be easy for the FBI to do this work on whatever they need to do on updating the background file. He's a CNN guy, so looks like he's changing horses on this. Phone number here is 855-295-6600. We'll take a short break. You can find my email address, links to my Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, podcast. They're all on my website, TomSullivan.com.
Time all the time with Tom Sullivan.
Prime time it is. Thanks for coming by. Got a lot of different people chiming in about this whole controversy. I'm sorry, it's not going to go away, at least until Monday, maybe Wednesday. The plan right now is to have the hearing on Monday for both Christine Blasey Ford and Judge Kavanaugh to come before the Judiciary Committee on Monday. That will be high drama, and it will be, I believe, a circus. The Democrats are going to do softballs on Christine Blasey Ford, and the Republicans have got to be. I don't know how they cannot look like they're being tough. They're all worried about women and their vote. I just don't know. At this point, if you've got a bunch of angry suburban females that are mad about the Republican Party and mad that Hillary lost and they want revenge and they want to go out there and they want to vote in Democrats, I don't know how this is going to change anything. If they voted this afternoon and said, that's it, Kavanaugh's our guy, all in favor, boom. And he's the next Supreme Court judge. I don't think that will make them all of us, I don't think that's going to make them any angrier than they are today. And if they pass on him and say, no, Kavanaugh, get out of here, you're not going to be the Supreme Court justice, I don't think that will make a bunch of women in suburbia America go, oh, well, now I like Republicans. So I don't know why they worry about everything. And I don't think they should worry. I think they should just do what they want to do. So I get this tweet from Terry who says, can anyone verify this? And it's a guy from Gateway Pundit. I don't, Terry, I got to tell you something. I don't trust Gateway Pundit's veracity. Okay? They're I just don't. But this is what's going on. Breaking. Deborah Katz, attorney for Kavanaugh accuser Christine Blasey Ford, was fundraiser for Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. Really, Terry? What's the breaking part of this? So she's a Democrat. She's a woman in Washington, D.C., a lawyer. What do you think she was doing when Hillary was running for president? She was probably supporting her. I don't know what the big, expose is there. Barry sends me a tweet that says, this Kavanaugh thing is totally out of hand. McConnell is the real problem. He should just demand a vote to occur right now. Give McConnell some credit. He is a master of maneuvering these things. And I think he's the guy behind Grassley who's telling Grassley, look it, you're going to have a hearing on Monday. You're going to vote on Wednesday. Hell or high water. Teresa in Lynchburg, Virginia, Lynchburg, Missouri. I'm sorry. Hi, Teresa. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
The only question I really have is whether he gets confirmed or not, does he not have a perfect defamation suit? You know, unsubstantiated accusations that affected his reputation?
Right. The answer is probably not. When a public figure is sued, you have to prove that there was intentional malice to harm the public figure. Otherwise, you could not say that the president, the governor, the mayor is an idiot. They don't know what they're talking about, whatever it might be, to criticize them in any form, to put them down, to make fun of them, to mock them, do whatever you want to do is fair game for public figures. The bar is very high. The public figure has to say this person intentionally meant to harm me. And how do you prove that? How do you get into somebody's head? Because Christine Blasey Ford will say, I didn't mean to harm you. I was just telling the story about what I remember. So I don't I think no attorney would take that case. She
okay.
Yeah, she's
it's a
just
shame.
Yeah, but it also allows you and me to call public figures all kinds of names and nothing happens to us. So
right, but it doesn't allow us to it shouldn't allow us to accuse them of criminal behavior 30 plus years later when there's no way to disprove it.
That is true. That's where it gets dicier. I mean, if you said, well, did you know that the governor was a child molester? Well, that's getting along the, like you said, criminal lines. You better have something other than just some wild accusation. So Christine Blasey Ford has something. She went to a school that was near where Brett Kavanaugh went to school. Whether they were at the same party or not, who knows? But it's close enough to where she can say, I had a valid reason to believe that he committed a crime. But I don't think anybody would ever sue her. No, she's safe. She's safe. What? Let me ask you a question. Do you think she's going to show on Monday?
No. My opinion is that I have a feeling that someone has put in her head, you're going to have to somehow substantiate this because, you know, we how do you start an investigation if you don't know who's there, where it was, when it happened? How do you even start? You know, she keeps wanting this investigation, but she's not giving any information for them to even start one.
Right.
And I think she's probably, you know, had somebody whispering in her ear, you know, this could go very badly for you, you know, if you can't give them something. And my opinion from the very start has been that this probably started as a girlfriend's having a glass of wine together, and, you know, Kavanaugh's name came across the screen, and, hey, I went to school with him, and that was a crazy time. I almost got raped. And, you know, the friend's like, holy cow, well, who was that? Well, I don't know, but heck, it could have been him for all I know. And I have a feeling that that's how this whole thing started. I think because you can't tell me that if you were that traumatized to carry it for 36 years that you don't know anybody else that was in that place or where it was.
Right. I've heard this from especially from a lot of women about the fact that she didn't tell a girlfriend somewhere along the road about this. But her story is that this came out in 2012 during a couples counseling session. I don't know what the couples counseling session was about. I presume it was they had marital issues and wanted to work on their marriage, I'm guessing. And during that, mm-hmm. that counseling session, she said yes, and there was this guy that I believe he attempted to rape me, and it's bothered me ever since. That's where she told a counselor that in 2012. So that was 6 years ago. What about 30 years before that was when this incident took place? Where did she not tell anybody during those 30 years?
I don't even doubt that maybe that situation happened, but the fact that she can't identify anybody except the one person who's all over the news makes me think that she's fitting this to serve a purpose.
Yeah, the part that gets me, and I had a psychiatrist on yesterday, and I asked about this, where, Teresa, tell me about when you were a child. What about that? Did you ever have that boy next door? Was he ever aggressive with you sexually? And you asked the question right, and you can get to the point where somebody will start believing it. So that's why I say I think she believes that this happened, and I think Kavanaugh believes it did not happen. But I think it has a lot to do with our psychology, our frail memories. So I don't know. If she doesn't show, boy, she's going to have a lot of people mad at her. I'll tell you that. But Teresa, thank you. I appreciate the call.
The Real World and you meet here. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
So David Gergen, like I said, he's a contributor for CNN, but he's worked for Republicans and Democrats. And he says this sexual assault evidence should have been submitted much earlier.
I think it's clear now, Anderson, that the Republicans have a point. This should have been brought up earlier in some fashion so that it could be done as part of the regular process and we wouldn't have this very strange, odd episode right now.
Even the Washington Post today. The Washington Post is saying Dianne Feinstein has a lot to answer for. They're not happy with her, the way this has been handled. But Gergen went on to say, so this should be an easy investigation for the FBI to do.
The FBI background investigation is a routine for every major confirmation. The FBI goes out and collects information, and here's a new allegation. One would just assume that it would be right and proper and fair to Judge Kavanaugh, as well as to Professor Ford, if there were a thorough investigation that's impartial, because if for both sides who are convinced that they're right, you know, they should believe that the investigation is going to support them. In other words, if Judge Kavanaugh says it didn't happen, and the investigation occurs, and there's no real evidence that it did happen, he then is spared this cloud over him, and that's what's fair to him. He deserves that, but so does she.
Yeah. If she doesn't show, she is going to look really bad. Margie, Santa Rosa, California. Hello, Margie.
Hi, thank you. I think she's afraid of showing simply because she could be committing perjury. And I believe all that cat seeing around is her way of buying time so they can run the questions by her over and over again. I bet she's freaking out.
Yeah, but perjury is perjury. If you're lying, you're lying. And no,
you can be coached, with you. Though, is what I'm saying.
I'm with you. I think I heard it loud and clear when Grassley came out on Monday and said, well, we'll have her come in under oath, and the judge will be under oath. And I'm thinking, that under oath part, we all have seen all this business about you do not lie to the FBI. You don't lie to Congress. It's a federal law violation if you do. So she may be willing to play some sort of accusation, but yeah.
Absolutely. When push comes to shove, it took 36 years. You think, you know?
I think you're right. I think she's probably going, why would I want to put myself in a perjury trap? And
why did she even say it in the first place unless it was political, you know? I've gone to college. There's some guys that I went to school with that I thought were jerks at the time. I know nothing about them now. And, you know, she could be operating under old stuff or,
well,
I don't know. Women, I think women are too quick to be mommy kissy boo boo. We believe everything. And you can't. You can't. There's two sides to it. You have to get to them. If you can't get to them, especially within a verifiable time, like a legal statute of limitations.
I like what you said. I had the same thought myself. So this woman, she moves to California. I have it in my stack here somewhere. So she moved to California a long time ago. Where is my information on her? In any case, she's been out in California, long far gone from everything Washington, D.C., Maryland, and all of that. So this is, like you said, I don't know if there were, this is what I think is going to happen. They're going to come up with 10 women or something that say the same thing, because otherwise it's one woman coming forward and accusing a guy of something, it just is, you go, is it more? I need more than that. So this was the early 80s when this supposedly happened. And my question, which you brought up, was, I don't remember women, young ladies, that I went to parties or met at a party or kissed in a hallway of a party and never saw them again. I didn't even know their names. How would I ever follow them and figure out who they are or where they are or what they're doing? And I must admit, maybe Brett Kavanaugh is a bigger deal than I should give him credit for, but I never heard of the guy before.
Right. Well,
so how did she know this? If she was at a party, how did she remember that guy's name? Maybe she does.
Right. Right. Well, there's so many things that aren't answerable, and therefore they should not be alleged.
So you don't remember the names of every guy that you kissed, is that right?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, you know. And I was sober. I was one of those good kids. I didn't do that till college. I went to Catholic school, you know, through college.
Oh, no. The Catholic school girls were the worst. Come on, Margie.
Well, you know what? There are two camps. Those were the hoes and those were the rosaries, you know. There were two camps in that school, you know.
But your point was excellent. How do you remember? How did she remember this guy's name? And she lived on the West Coast since around 1990. So she's been out there for 28 years.
She's been out there longer than that. If she's been tripping out so long over somebody kissing her,
I mean, seriously, I can understand being young. I can understand the first time some guy made unwarranted things with me, but I learned. I pushed off. I stopped.
Yeah.
You know, I
we
made
all
sure
did.
I didn't get myself into that position again.
We all learned how to deal with the opposite and sex and what the boundaries were and how that whole thing worked.
We moved on.
Yep. Not in this case. You wonder maybe you did kiss Brett Kavanaugh when you, I don't know. Margie, I appreciate the call very much. She brings up an excellent point. How do you remember if it was a fleeting one-time thing at some party and some guy was out of line with you? How did you know his name and keep that name? Maybe she does. Maybe she's got a gift of memory. But it seems like it's something. I mean, I don't remember all the women I kissed. I just don't. Some of them I went to school with, I don't remember their names. But this is a girl that did not go to school with Kavanaugh. They were at different schools. And according to what she said so far, maybe this is why the testimony is so important, is, well, did you see him later? Did you know? How did you know him? How have you met him before that party? How is it that you knew his name? Have you gone out with him before? Did you go out with him afterward? Did you know his parents? Did you know where he lived? I mean, or was it one of these passing figures that we all have in our lives when we're teenagers that we don't remember every boy or girl at every party that you went to, unless you are exceptionally gifted with a memory? We'll be right back.